Ouch! Sammy rolled over and winced, his bony hips pressed into the hardwood. Not again. What had he painted this time? He started to open his eyes to look at the easel, but shook his head and settled back on the floor. No need. He didn't want to see. He'd probably drawn Mrs. Henderson from the guidance department dyeing her panties blue, or a local softball team winning the state finals. Sure, his picture would come true. It always did. But no witch would be impressed, and it wouldn't help anyone. One more useless prophetic painting from good old Sammy. He was so sick of waking up nude and shivering on the old wood floor in front of his easel to find some dumb painting done in a style different from his own. The prophecies were realistic to the last detail. If they were going to be useless, couldn't they be in his style? Maybe at least he could turn them in as assignments. Oh, crap. He might as well look. He rolled up on hands and knees, head hanging, then did the yoga cat pose a couple of times to get the kinks out, and managed to make it to his feet. He wobbled. Jimmy once said Sammy was constantly surprised by his own height. Must be true. He stretched his slim frame to its full 6'2" and looked over his shoulder at the easel. Wow. At least the subject matter was an improvement. The large canvas on the easel he'd stretched yesterday for a new expressionistic composition now featured a lifelike picture of a stunningly gorgeous man. Edible was the word that came to mind. Tall and lean, with long, glistening brown hair that hung nearly to his shoulders. Strange, though. The guy looked really familiar. And yet Sammy knew he'd never forget that face, with the high-bridged nose, deep green eyes, and perfectly carved mouth. In the picture, the man was walking forward with a smile, wearing jeans and a sweatshirt. This prophecy would happen to someone somewhere, the lucky duck. Who wouldn't want to meet this dude? Why didn't his prophecies ever happen to Sammy? He glanced at the clock. School. He didn't want to be late for the first day of his new semester at the university, even if he did feel like somebody had beaten him with a stick. He took one last look at the painting. Man, gorgeous.